really became like a hang, and we had a lot of friends come out, and there were a couple of evenings where the place was just packed, and it kind of was a space to really, where we really experienced like steady growth as a band. And I think that was kind of like when we realized like, hey, I think we have something here.
Some of the music that Hey Arlo's been playing the longest is actually recycled from past projects.
It's interesting. I used to be in a band with our drummer, Rick. We had a band called Docs Robotics, and that song comes from then. That was a rap group. It's kind of jazz influence, hip hop influence, Jay Dilla-esque rap music, hip hop stuff. And we basically took the groove and repurposed it for our jazz trio. And then we took the song from our jazz trio and repurposed that. That used to be called SoundCloud, and now it's called Chanting and Gossiping. And we've been playing it for like 5, 6, 7 years.
We usually end our sets with that one. It's been adopted as like an Arlo classic at this point.
Members of Hey Arlo talk about the evolution of this group, and you point at a number called Be More Chill as an example of that. How does this tune represent a little evolution?
One obvious factor is it was written by our guitar player, Evan Slack, who is a guy, he's on tour with Sitchri Ram right now in India. I wouldn't say he writes for jazz quintet a lot, you know. But this was like a very cool foray into his like writing chops.
And I think too, the way that we recorded this, I just feel like our approach to our instruments and our role in the song is a lot more composed than some of our previous tunes. I think we spent a lot more time on the arrangement and who does what when. And that really brought out elements of people's style and playing that I think is like new. So there was like a big collaborative aspect to this song too. Like Evan brought it to us, and then together we made it into what it sounds like on the recording.
If there is a label to put on to Hey Arlo, it's indie jazz. And of course, that's not very specific. It just means that you're pushing the envelope in some way. But tell us about the song called Imitator.
Yeah, Imitator, I think, is a good example of the indie jazz realm or genre. It's a song that I wrote. It was one of the first songs I ever wrote on bass. I think I was 13 or 14 when I wrote it. And I don't remember the moment that I brought it to the band. I think it was like, I think we might have just been jamming or something. And I was like, what about this? Like, I don't even know how it resurfaced in my life or in my brain at all, but it feels like it was meant to be. And I think the elements of indie in this tune is that it's almost like, even though there's no lyrics, it's very singable. It feels very meditative and melodic, and it kind of takes you on just this like sweet little journey. The element of jazz is that it takes a new shape every time. So even though we have this sort of foundation for the tune, the way that it's approached when we perform it live, and I think we captured this very well on the record too, is that it kind of takes a new life. It takes a new energy and a new shape. It really proves itself to be just a vessel for however we are feeling that day.
Which I feel like defines the genre jazz more than any other aspect of our music.
Right.
You know, it's like these songs mostly are alive. Mm-hmm. And you could hear us play them all 100 times and hear 100 different songs. Mm-hmm. Or, different. What's 100 times 100?
Yeah, right. That many different versions, I feel like even when we play this live, it's like a unified like experience or kind of a wash.
It sounds to me like you're saying that the members of Hey Arlo actually listen to each other when they're playing.
Absolutely. We communicate a lot when we're playing. And I think that's really what's special about our sound. And I think why people enjoy coming to watch us play is because the chemistry is very palpable.
Performs its unique style and mixes in a few holiday songs on Thursday, December 18th at the Berlin Jazz Club in Minneapolis. For information, the web address is berlinmpls.com. The Hey Arlo site is heyarlo.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.